I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Brian Gordon. He's a reporter for the Asheville Citizen Times and the USA Today Network for North Carolina. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today on Zoom.
Yeah, thanks for having me on Zoom, Matt.
So right now, a vote is going on in Western North Carolina, and that is the Mission nurses, or the nurses at Mission Hospital and the Mission Hospital System, voting whether or not they're going to join a union. So take us through a bit of the timeline right now, how this vote's taking place.
So ballots went out by mail on August 18th. And so each day, every registered nurse at the flagship hospital in Asheville, Mission Hospital, and the adjacent St. Joseph's campus should be receiving a manila envelope with a ballot inside and pretty clear instructions on how to mark an X, either to unionize or not. And then people need to send that back to the regional office in Winston-Salem. And as long as the ballots get back by September 15th, they will be counted and tallied the next day, September 16th, by the Regional National Labor Relations Board. And if more than 50%, even by one vote, votes to unionize, the registered nurses at Mission Hospital will have a union.
Just to clarify, this is just for the hospital in Asheville. This is not for any of the other Mission hospitals in the system?
Correct. So there are six hospitals across Western North Carolina within the Mission system, and countless outpatient smaller clinics. And what was determined, and it was a bit of a controversy, a bit of a debate over who should be in this union or not, but what was determined by the National Labor Relations Board was that only registered nurses at Mission's main hospital on Biltmore Ave will be part of this union. Now I say only, but it's still about 1,600, which is in some context of one of the largest ongoing union campaigns in the nation.
Take us a bit how we got to this. North Carolina is not known for being a union state, so this is pretty remarkable that in North Carolina there is a push to unionize. Take us to how we got to this position with the sale of Mission Health to HCA Healthcare, and it's been for about a year now, but this happened very quickly after the sale.
Yeah, going back real quick to this just not being much of a union state, North Carolina is 49th out of states. We just edge out South Carolina in terms of having the lowest union rates. And kind of timeline for how we got to this point, we could probably start in February 2019 when the sale went through of Mission Health. It was a nonprofit, and then it was purchased by HCA Healthcare. And over the next year, what I've heard from some staff, and I think the community heard it through about half a dozen public forums, and also quite a very popular Facebook page called Mission Maladies, is that changes occurred at Mission Hospital that frustrated many staff and many patients. HCA has a very broad staffing matrix to determine how many staff should be in each department. And some staff claim that these changes were putting an incredible stressful burden on their day-to-day workflow. One particular example that the hospital actually kind of admitted to a bit as a error on their part was getting rid of a position called hospital unit coordinators, or HUCs. They're like the secretaries of different parts of the hospital. And they got rid of them and put in certified nursing assistants to kind of play two roles. And by kind of taking away that institutional knowledge of some really veteran HUCs and kind of having CNAs play two roles, it kind of like a domino effect up a chain of staffing just added a lot more stress and work to kind of registered nurses. And if registered nurses are more stressed, then physician assistants will be more stressed, and then physicians will be more stressed, and then ultimately patients will have longer wait times. And so I'd say that a lot of the complaints were really pre-COVID, and that's kind of what spurred a lot of complaints to Attorney General Josh Stein, and I think that's what got the ball rolling for unionization.
What's been the response? What's been the response thus far, not just for Mission and HCA Healthcare, but with the nurses in general? How much have you been able to talk to people there who are going to be the ones deciding this, the people who are voting? What's been the response really from all sides to this?
It's hard to predict what 1,600 nurses are going to decide in about less than a month now. I've spoken, there's definitely a strong, very vocal contingency of nurses who want unionization. Again, pre-COVID conditions, and then even since COVID, they feel stressed. They see this as a way to keep staffing levels higher and ratios lower, and really kind of have a voice in how the hospitals run. I've also spoken to a handful of nurses who will be voting no. And I really think perhaps like in all elections, it kind of comes down to the silent majority. I know that term has some historical implications, but the quieter portion of nurses. And that's inherently kind of harder to handicap what people who maybe aren't posting on Facebook as much, but are kind of going through the day-to-day, how they're feeling. But I mean, there's definitely a groundswell. And I'd say, however the vote goes, there's definitely going to be a handful of people who are upset with the decision.
How about Mission and HCA themselves? This happened at a different HCA hospital at Reese, you know, after they purchased a hospital, I believe it's in Florida, there was unionization there. So what's their response been to this?
So HCA and Mission Health are against unionization. They don't believe it'll be best for staff and best for patients. I think it will add more tension between staff and management and kind of hurt the daily line of communication. And that's pretty typical, especially in a really big union campaign, for management to oppose it. And so there's laws around how they can oppose it and what they can say and what they can't say. Management's never able to make specific threats like, hey, if you unionize, we will lay off half the people here. We will cut this. That's deemed an unfair labor practice. And there's a whole process to go through to kind of stamp out that bad behavior. What HCA has done, they hired an outside firm to give kind of anti-union informational meetings. They were voluntary. Some staff have kind of said that maybe they felt a bit compelled to go, but you know, HCA and Mission Health says no, the staff knew that they didn't absolutely have to attend these meetings, but many were held. And at the meetings, I've never sat through one, but you know, both sides would probably admit like it is biased information. Maybe it is factual, but it is very much with the intent to convince people that staff members that the union wouldn't be in their best interest. And since then, you know, the union, which I should say, they're looking to join, nurses who wish to unionize are looking to join National Nurses United, which is the largest nurses union in the country. So they've run radio ads and a pretty, you know, aggressive media and social media campaign. And then to counter that, HCA and Mission, they put up flyers on the hallway kind of explaining why you shouldn't vote for the union. And I know a few weekends ago, they changed all the screensavers in the hospital to have anti-union messages come up when people logged on.
Very interesting. What else can you tell us about this? You've been writing quite a bit about this. So what else can you tell us right now about what's going on over there?
I think what's interesting, and we had alluded earlier about North Carolina not being a heavily unionized state, again, second last in the nation. If not for a few percentage points in South Carolina, we would be the lowest in the country. And so I think just of this magnitude, a lot of union campaigns are maybe less than 10, just a couple staff at a single mailing station, single company are unionizing, but this is 1,600. This is getting national attention. Talked to somebody at the National Relations Board and they said, this was a few months ago, but they're like, this seems like the biggest union campaign since at least beginning of summer 2019. At least a year. And I think that if it passes, you know, people in the union campaign, pro-labor advocates are excited for what it could do for unionization across North Carolina. In particular, Wilmington is having a hospital sale come up, slightly different than the process we went through, but similar in terms of taking a public hospital and having a sale. And some people there are kind of looking at Asheville to see, if that sale go through, maybe unionization might be in the cards for them too.